Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord. You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Talking about how many we have to find out what his will is and line our lives up with his will. See, when I'm lined up with him, everything he has for me begins to come to me. So we have to ask ourselves, if we're not getting the fullness of what God wants for us, why not? Am I in alignment? Because if I'm in alignment, then those thoughts towards me, they're good. Those plans he has for me, they're coming. That hope and that destiny is mine. He may desire it, but it may not be the case based on your choice, to enable your choice. Yeah, he said he desires that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 through 29. We're building our case for destiny and hope. Romans chapter 8. Verse 28 through 29. The writer Paul writes here as well. He says, and we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined. Everyone say those he foreknew. He also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Now, that's the NIV. But we know what the King James says. Those he foreknew, he also predestined. So when you think about the foreknowledge of God, how many know God knows what decisions we're going to make? He knows the desire he has for us. But the key is, do we line up with his predestined will for our life? So you have good plans, you have his desire to give us good, but our destiny is according to his previous knowledge on his part. But on our part, it's connected based on our obedience to us doing what he says. Amen. So it's destined according to previous knowledge. God already knows. So your destiny is already known by God, but the question is, will you give him your life? The question is, will you align yourselves with what he has for you? Now, in verse 27, we see here, what does he say? And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. See, when you give your life to Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God is praying that you come in alignment. So just like the church is praying and we're praying, God's will is that we will be in alignment with his will, that we reach the destiny that he has for our lives. Amen. So his good plans, his desires, and his predestination for us according to his knowledge. Now, we find that it says he works all things together for good for those that love him and call according to his purpose. So let's think about this. So even when we get out of the will of God, how many have gotten out of the will of God before? We all have at some point. But God has a way of working even the bad things together to fit his will. So even when you decide, you know, God, I've done all these things and they're not in alignment with you, forgive me, and you get back in the will, he say, okay, I understand. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to take the bad and the good and put it together. And since you're in alignment with me now, you've repented and you come back in alignment with me, I'm going to work it all together for the good. Now, that may be some challenges, but I'm going to use the bad for a ministry. So now when you did bad, I can use that you can begin to minister others in that same area and bring them out. So even when it seems bad, it's good, because God says, I have good plans for you. He says, I have a hope and a destiny, because I work all things together for my good. Watch this, according to my foreknowledge of what you're going to do. I know that's deep, but you had to catch it. He already knows. Amen. Now, we don't know everything. But according to his foreknowledge, he knows every decision we're going to make, good or bad. And he has the ability, as long as we stay in alignment with his plan for our life, to bring that thing together for good. Tell somebody it's all good. Now, don't get it twisted. Now, if we do bad, that's judgment for bad. People get hurt off bad decisions, all kind of things. We get hurt off bad decisions, but it don't stop there. When we come in alignment with him, he work it all together for the good. Tell somebody he's working it together for the good. Yeah, he's working it out that we might fulfill the destiny that he has for our life. Amen. Now, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 1 through 5. You don't have to turn there. I want to read this from the ERV translation. These are the messages of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah. Jeremiah belonged to the family of priests who lived in the town of Anathah. That town is in the land that belongs to the tribe of Benjamin. The Lord began to speak to Jeremiah in the 13th year that Josiah, son of Amon, was king of the nation of Judah. He continued to speak to Jeremiah during the time of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, was king of Judah, and during the 11 years and 5 months that Zedekiah, also a son of Josiah, was king of Judah. So in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 1 through 5 here, he's explaining all the time in which Jeremiah was prophesying. But now he's about to pinpoint a specific time when he called Jeremiah. Now, in the fifth month of Zedekiah's 11th year as king, the people who lived in Jerusalem were taken away to exile. The Lord's message came to me, before I made you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I chose you for a special work. I chose you to be a prophet to the nations. I want to read that again. The Lord's message, tell somebody God was speaking. The Lord's message came to Jeremiah, before I made you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Every person in this place, before the sperm connected with the egg and produced the zygote and produced an embryo, which took the full period of 9 months, and the child came forth, God says, I knew you before then. And I have a plan for each one of you. I have a destiny that's already set. He said this to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, I knew you, and I had a plan for you. My question to you in 2019, will you line up with God's plan? Because even though he had that plan for Jeremiah, Jeremiah didn't have to do God's plan. Remember, he desires that all men be saved. He's a good God. So he desires to bless us. He desires that we line up with his will. But I mean, no, we don't have to. We have a choice. You think he desired that Adam and Eve would eat from that tree and that all mankind would fall through Adam and Eve? No, but he knew it was going to happen. Tell somebody who works all things together. I'm going to preach in a minute. Hang on in there. He works all things together for the good. So he knew about it. He had a plan for Satan. You don't think he knew that Satan was going to rebel and take a third of angels? He knew. But he works all things for the, according to his foreknowledge, is predestined. See, God knew. We talked to him in Sunday school this morning about how big God is. See, the lesson for the young people was talking about how a fool was saying in their heart that there's no God. The reason why that individual was a fool, because nobody can know everything. Now, let me ask the question. This is rhetorical. You don't have to answer back. Why can't everybody know everything? Let me tell you one reason. Nobody can be everywhere at the same time. And since you can't be everywhere at the same time, you can't know everything. So how do you know, fool, that there's no God? And God is so awesome, he is everywhere at the same time. Watch this, no matter how fast time goes. Because he's in the past, in the present, and the future, all at the same time, everywhere. And I'm not just talking about on earth. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1 that through Jesus Christ, he formed, King James says, the worlds, but NIV says the universe. So God is sustaining the universe at the same time from where he is. So really, if anybody said that there's no God, all you can be is a fool. Watch this. And if the same God that created the universe knew Jeremiah, the same God that the created, because he's not a respected person, the same God that created the universe, he knows you. And then he can say, just like he told Israel, I know the plans I have for you. The question is, will you line up with his plan? But see, because you got God's plans, now we use me. See, I don't think I'm talking about nobody. I had my own plan. It wouldn't be preaching. Excuse my English. It was not to preach. My plan was to graduate high school, go to Florida A&M University, be a Kappa, sin and party as big as I want. Amen. Drink it up, smoke it up, sleep it up, whatever I wanted to do. My goal was to sin. Get me a family, be a psychiatrist, make good money, live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and be done. I had a plan. But how many know God had a plan? And because he had a plan, I'm here with you this morning. Y'all over here. And some of y'all, the ones that's getting in alignment, amen, God is blessing you because God had a plan. And instead of my plan, I said, God, yes to your plan. I'll go to the Air Force. I'll go to Fort Polk. I'll go to Fort Wainwright, Alaska. I'll go to the First Church of God in Christ. I'll submit to Elder Ivory Thornton. And I yield myself to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'll preach the gospel. I'll start the task force. I'll come to Rivers of Living Water Church in Fort Polk, Louisiana. And I'll pastor in DeRidder, Louisiana, start a church in Alexandria. I'll write books. I'll stay with the same woman for 20 years. I'll raise my kid because I decided to obey his destiny instead of my own. I know the plans I have for you. Whose destiny will you follow? Because if you do your destiny, it's going to end outside of his will. But even if you make mistakes, because I made a lot of them, he still knew how to use them together for his good. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. Don't give up. All you got to do is get in alignment. Don't give up. Don't quit. Get in alignment. Because the moment you get in alignment, he starts working it together for your good. Now, let's go back to Jeremiah. So here's Jeremiah. And we don't read it, but he gives excuses. You know, Lord, you talking about me? You talking about me? I was the same way about preaching. I didn't preach. I had three excuses. Number one, God, I was too young. Number two, God, I don't know enough about these Bible. And I was in a church where everybody was older than me. You had mothers. The pastor was 80-something. The assistant pastor was 60-something. I'm like, oh, what am I going to say? Number three, God, I don't want no preacher. You know, all these things ran through my mind. Amen. So I was going to deny this call. Jeremiah had excuses. But don't you know, because Jeremiah submitted to the will of God, we're reading about his obedience today. If he had done something else, we may not even know about Jeremiah. But because he obeyed God, now we're reading about him in his own books. He got two books, Jeremiah and Lamentations. He didn't make the minors, he made the majors. You had to go back and catch that. Amen. Major prophet versus minor prophet. There's only four of them. Hallelujah. What's your destiny? See, the first thing is you need to seek God. God, what did you create me to do? What are some signs? What do you love to do? What are you talented to do? What would you like to do if money was?